This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I don't know if you know, but I came here last Tuesday because I was so excited about the opportunity to give shir over here. I came the wrong week. I came a week early, and I've been waiting downstairs for the last 7 days to be able to give the shir. My shul wanted to know, everybody wanted, where are you? I said, I have a shir with Chachmas Nashim. No, the truth is I did go home, and I came again. Okay, so Parshas Vayetze. Today's shir, I would like to speak about Chinuch Habanim and maybe grandchildren and the occasion of speaking about it. Of course, this is the month of Chanukah. Chanukah is Milashon Chinuch. And also, there's a brand new sefer that came out on Chinuch Habanim called V'Zakeini L'Gadel. And you're here just in time to pick up multiple copies for everyone you know, for Chanukah, for Shalach Manos already, for Pesach, for birthday presents, whatever you might need. Okay, so let's discuss a very interesting pasuk in Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu comes to the Har Habayis. He comes to the holiest spot on earth. He didn't even know where he was. Rashi says, if he would have known, he never would have slept there. But he didn't know, and he went to sleep. Vayachaloim. V'hine sula mutzav arza. There was a ladder situated on the ground. V'roishoy magia shamayma. The top of the ladder reached the very heavens. V'hine malachei Elohim oilam v'yardim bay. The heavenly angels were going up and down. V'hine Hashem nitzav olav v'yoymar. And behold, the Ribbono Shel Olam was standing on top of the ladder. And he said, Ani Hashem, I am God. Elokei Avraham Avicha ve'Elokei Yitzchak. The God of Avraham, your father, and the God of Yitzchak. And this is very problematic. What do you mean, the God of Avraham, your father? Avraham was not Yaakov Avinu's father. Ve'Elokei Yitzchak. Who's Yitzchak? It should say, Elokei Avraham ve'Elokei Yitzchak Aviv. You hear the question? Why does God identify himself? I'm Elokei Avraham Avicha. I'm the God of Avraham, your father. And I'm the God of Yitzchak. You should say I'm the God of Avraham and the God of Yitzchak, your father. So the Chida in the Sefer Pnei David. Chida is one of my all-time favorite Gedolim. Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai. The Chida quotes one of the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says, what does it mean to be a father? What does it mean to be a mother? How do we define parenthood? We're going to learn now a very interesting and perhaps neglected aspect of parenting. The Chida quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, who asks, why would it call the grandfather the father and the father nothing? Says the Chida, does anybody know? Did Avraham ever see Yaakov Avinu? For how long?
5 years.
Between 13 and 15 years, depending. Right? We know that Avraham Avinu had Yitzchak at 100 years old. And then Yitzchak was 60 when Avraham was born. When Yaakov was born. And Avraham was 175 when Yaakov was 15. So, actually, the Chida says elsewhere that the 15 most important years in world history were when Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all learned together. Because Chazal tell us that if the grandfather learns Torah, and the father learns Torah, and the son learns Torah, Shuv Ein Torah Paisekes Mizarei, the Torah will never leave that family. That the Torah will always be in that family forever and ever. So did Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, by the way, Tosfos explains that it's not enough that the grandfather learned and the father learned and the grandson learned. They all have to learn together. So did Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov ever learn Torah together? The Chida brings, yes. There are 15 years that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov learned Torah. By the way, in how many psukim in Chumash were Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov alive at the same time? Very few. In last week's parsha, V'achar ken yotza achiv, V'yado yoichezes v'akev esav, V'al ken kara shema Yaakov. And then, V'ayozed Yaakov nozed. Yaakov was cooking the porridge. Why? Because Avram Avinu passed away. Look in the Chumash. There are only three psukim in last week's parsha that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov lived together at the same time. That's why last week's parsha, says Rav Moshe Wolfson, is called Toldos. It's the only parsha that you see the lineage of all the Toldos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So there are only three psukim, but those are the three most important psukim in the Torah. Now, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, Avraham loved Yaakov very, very much. And because he loved him so much, you know what Avraham would call Yaakov? Bani, 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 my beloved son, my beloved son, my beloved son. But Yitzchak didn't love Yaakov as much. Yitzchak loved Esav. That's why in Parshas Toldos, every single encounter between Yitzchak and Esav. Now, Yitzchak didn't know it was Esav. Yitzchak didn't know it was Yaakov. He thought it was Esav. But Vayava Yalava Vayomer Avi Vayomer Hineni Miata Bini Vayomer Yitzchak El Benoi Mazem Miharta Limsa Bini Geshana Vamushcha Bini Haata Ze Bini Esav. Ata ze bini Esav, rei reach bini, geshana ushikali bini. 8 times, Yitzchak always refers to Esav as my beloved son, my beloved son, my beloved son. What does he call Yaakov? I don't know. Late to dinner. That's what he calls him. He doesn't call him anything. He says Yaakov. But Avraham loved Yaakov, so Avraham called him bini. What is the definition of a parent? If you call your child a term of endearment, it's not enough to say, Avramel, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sheindel, Feivel, whatever you call them. You need to say, honey, dear. You know, in Poland, they would call, my grandmother used to, you know, Danishi, you know. That's everyone gets a she at the end or a le or something. You need to use a term of endearment. If you don't refer to your child and tell them that you love them, not only are you delinquent, you have forfeited your role as their parent. You are not considered their father and mother. You can't even give them some expression of love. No, they know I love them. Why? How do they know? You haven't told them in 20 years. You haven't said since the last time they got a good mark on their test, which was never. Maybe in pre-1A they came back with a Mitsuya, and that was the last test that the teacher filled out for them. But since they've been filling it out themselves, they never got one good mark. So you never told them that you love them. That's fine. You've put them up for adoption. You've abdicated your role as their parent. You want to be called their father? Avraham is called the father of Yaakov because he said, Bini, Bini, Bini. Yitzchak's not called his father. Yitzchak is called Esav's father. He's not called Yaakov Avinu's father. So that's one powerful lesson that we learn from simple reading of the Psukim in this week's parasha. Ani Elokei Avraham Avicha ve'Elokei Yitzchak. What else do we see? We see something very interesting. Let's talk about Yaakov's relationship with his children. So at the end of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu is escaping from his father-in-law. He's running, and finally the Shver catches up with Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu said, let's make a little suda. Vayomer Yaakov le'echav. Yaakov said to his brothers, Liktu avanim. Let's gather stones. Vayikru avanim. They gathered stones. Vayasugal. They made a pile. Vayoichlu sham alagal. Rashi's bothered. What do you mean Yaakov Avinu called to his brothers? Yaakov Avinu doesn't have brothers. Yaakov Avinu has one brother, Esav, and Esav's not around, and Yaakov's not going to call him. So what does it mean Yaakov called his brothers? Says Rashi, La'achiv heim banav. He called his brothers his children. Shehayu la'achim nigashim elav. They were like his brothers, Letzara ulamalchama. Comes the Chida. This is the Chida in his commentary to the Sefer Chassidim. By the way, okay, it's not on the sheets, because when I walked into the class today and I put down my papers, someone took my notes. So I have to reinvent the whole shiur. Okay? It's okay. I'll still come back. But it doesn't matter, because everything is in this book. And once you purchase the book, at the end of the shiur, you'll have all the information. Okay? No, once you take it, you're kind of, no backsies, okay? Okay, so Yaakov Avinu called his brothers. Who are his brothers? His children. Okay, now I want to present to you a revolutionary concept. You might not like it. That's up to you to decide. What I'm going to present to you is, let's try to identify and define, what does it mean to be a parent? Okay, so far we learned the parent must make it. This is not a nice thing to do. This is not what sweet parents do. This is definition. The parent must express their love to their children. Okay? But let's try to identify, what is the meaning of parenting? Rashi's telling us something incredible. Yaakov Avinu's brothers are his children. Says the Chida, that from the simple words of Rashi, we're learning a tremendous insight. That if you want to have peace in your house, if you want to have tranquil relationships with your adult children, do not treat your children like they're your children. Treat them like they're your brothers and sisters. Now, you don't have to agree with this. Only if you want to have peace in your house. If you want to have chaos in your house, then you treat them, you're a superior, and they're the inferior. But if you want to have peace in your house, says the Chida, from here we learn, you need to treat your adult children like they're your brothers and sisters. I want to share with you an amazing Rashi. Rashi in Parshas Vayigash. Right? You know, parents like to say, what am I? I'm not your friend, right? You're wrong. Sorry. Okay, and we're going to learn an amazing thing from Rashi. Rashi, you don't agree? That's okay. It's a free country. The elections were recent. You got to choose your candidate, and you could choose any parenting approach that you would like. I'm just telling you the correct one, but you could choose any one that you would like. Okay. And this is not based on my own view. I don't have my own view. I'm telling you what Rashi holds, what the Chida holds, what the Chafetz Chaim holds, and what the Chassam Sofer holds. Okay? And after we finish, if you still disagree, that's no problem. What's considered an adult child? We don't have a Shulchan Aruch that says an adult child. Probably teenagers. Teenagers and up. Okay? Fine. Let's start with the Rashi. Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayigash that Yosef HaTzadik was sold, and he finally reveals himself to the brothers, and the brothers are starting to get really nervous. The brothers are sweating that Yosef's going to take revenge. And Yosef says, don't sweat it, don't worry. You didn't send me here, God sent me here. Vayisimeni Elohim le'av leparoi. Paroi made me his father. Now, what in the world does that mean? Paro made me his father. Paro is not Yosef's father. Paro is Yosef's boss. Paro is the king of the whole world. Yosef's second in command. What does Yosef mean by Yisimeni Elohim La'av Leparai? Do you know what Rashi says on those words? Says Rashi, La'av Lechaver Ulepatroin. He made me his friend and his supporter. In other words, Rashi is defining the definition of av, the definition of father or mother, is chaver upatroin, friend and supporter. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, from the simple words of Rashi, we see the definition of father and mother in the eyes of the Torah is not supervisor, it's not guide, it's not mentor, it's not teacher, it's friend, it's supporter. And the barometer of how good of a job one is doing in parenting is, ask yourself one simple question: am I my child's best friend in the world? If yes, you're a good parent. This is not my opinion. This is Rashi. You know, Rashi was an Orthodox rabbi. Also, Reb Shimon Schwab. He was also an Orthodox rabbi. Also, the Chida. The Chida was also an Orthodox rabbi. Now, I'm gonna share with you another pasuk in the Chumash that Reb Schwab learns the same limud from. You know, what is the worst aveira in the Torah? Does anybody know what's considered the worst aveira in the Torah? A masis. You know what a masis is? A seducer. Someone who seduces another individual to serve Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says that when it comes to other averos, Bezdin will probe. Maybe there's a limud zechus on the sinner. Not so with a masis. When it comes to the seducer, if we have any, like, any whim, or any, we smell that maybe somebody seduced someone to serve Avodah Zarah, we don't probe at all. We find them guilty immediately. So the Torah describes, what if your brother was the masis? What if your wife? What if your cousin? So the Gemara, the pasuk says like this: Ki yisizcha ish, eishas avicha, eishas avicha, eishas imecha, oy reacha asher kenafshecha, oy bincha oy bitecha. What if your son seduces you? What if your daughter seduces you? Or your soul friend. You ever hear such an expression? Do you know that in this pasuk, the Torah is saying there's someone in this world that is so close to you, he or she is your soul friend. Your friend that's like your soul. Does anybody know who is this person that's Reacha Asher Kenafshecha? Says Rashi, Ze Avicha. Your parent. Your parent is your soul friend. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, from this simple Rashi we learn what the definition of parenting is. It's not guide, it's not mentor, it's not teacher, it's not instructor, it's not role model. It's friend. Now, in that context of friendship, now you got a fighting shot of being a guide, a teacher, a role model, an instructor. But without the context and the definition, you're not even filling the role. Okay? As far as I know, this is Rashi's understanding. This is the Chida's understanding. This is Reb Schwab's understanding. Let me share with you Chassam Sofer. This is also virtually unknown. Okay? We know that Yaakov and Esav have very different ways of talking. And it alerts Yitzchak right away that, you know, maybe this is not Esav over here. Maybe this is Yaakov. We know that when Yitzchak says, hey kid, how'd you get here so fast? So he says, well, ki hikra Hashem alekech lefanah, he invokes the name of Hashem. So Yitzchak's starting to get suspicious. And then he says, kumna, please get up. And we know Esav didn't say please. Esav said, yakumavi, get up, dad. So Yaakov said, please, and Yaakov invoked the name of Hashem. But the Chassam Sofer alerts us to a third difference between the way Yaakov spoke and the way Esav spoke, and it would seem that Esav had more kavod for his father than Esav. Yeah, you know this? Then Yaakov. Esav said, kumna. Kumna, get up. Yaakov said, kumna, second person, get up. Esav said, Yakum Avi, will the Tata get up? Third person. Says Chassam Sofer, he heard from his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, that from here we learn that Jews should speak to their parent different than Gentiles speak to their parent. By Gentiles, there's a generation gap. There's a disconnect between father and son. There's no concept that when a son does a good deed, he brings merit to the father. Therefore, by the nations of the world, they say, Yakum Avi, third person. No, not so by Klal Yisrael. Jews do not refer to their parents in third person. Will the father get up? I could only tell you what it says in the Chumash. Says the Chasam Sofer that the proper way to refer to a parent, you don't say you, but you also don't speak to them like you're speaking to your Rosh Hashiva. Will the Rosh Hashiva, will the Rav? Second person. You know why? There is such ahava and there's such closeness and there's such friendship between parent and child that it would be inappropriate to refer to them in such a distant way. There's a concept, bra mezaka ava, bra kara da avuha. This is what the Chasam Sofer writes in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. And I want to share with you that in the writings of the son of the Chafetz Chaim, Reb Aryeh Leib HaKohen, the son of the Chafetz Chaim, it's brought in Kol Kisvei Chafetz Chaim. He writes, I'm going to read to you his words. And if you want to read more about it, guess where you could read more about it, okay? On page Chav Dalet, Beisoy Loinoag B'moira, he did not conduct his household with fear, Kein al banav v'chein al b'noisav, not to his sons, not to his daughters. Umargala b'pumei tamid, the Chafetz Chaim's son writes, Kibud ava eim nisharnu ma'at, when it came to honoring our father, we were a little bit careful, but when it came to fearing our father and mother, it was not even possible to fulfill. Ki hishalech imanu kereya keach. He acted to us like a friend and an acquaintance. By the way, the Chafetz Chaim was also an Orthodox rabbi. Okay? Just pointing that out. Except for one time, I was a little kid. Uvehishtoivivi harbe. Upagati b'mi. I hurt someone, then I got it. Okay. How did my father speak to me? V'diburav v'toychechoysav hayu meshuchim bashamen. He spoke as slippery as oil. U'kedarkoyim kaladam, the way he spoke to anyone else. V'loy hikbir aleinu b'shum pam b'shvol kvaydai. He never stood on his own honor unless it was something relevant to Kavod Hashem. We weren't careful not to sit in his seat. We didn't wait for him to eat. He never said, you know, you took the portion before me. He never said one word like that. Ever. This is from the son of the Chafetz Chaim. It's very interesting to me in the writings of the Chida, whenever he would quote his children, he would say, Yedid Nafshi Avram. He would call his children his best friends. Okay? Are you ready for more, or this is as much as you can handle? You want to hear more? Okay. Let's come to the Akedah. Okay, you ready for this? We're going to come to the Akedah. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to Avram Avinu. Vayihi achar hadvarim ho'ela. V'alekim nisa es Avram. Vayoymer elav Avram. Vayoymer? Hineni. I'm ready. Rashi says, what does the word hineni mean? Lashon anava. The lashon zimon. A lashon of humility and being prepared. Meaning, he is completely being machnia in front of Melech Machi Amlech Makadosh Baruch Hu, a lashon of humility. Fine. A little while later, Avraham and Yitzchak are walking to the Akedah. And Yitzchak says, Avi? Dad? You're really going to do this? And what did Avraham say back to Yitzchak? Hineni b'ni. Behold, here I am. The same language of humility that Avram Avinu used when talking to God Almighty, Avraham used when speaking to his son. Says Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich. You heard of Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich? He's one of the leading Mekubalim today, one of the leading Mashpiim today, and one of the main addresses of people who are having difficulty with their children, if not one of the main addresses. He says from the simple words of the Psukim we learn that with the same humility that you need to speak to the Melech, Malche, Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to talk to your children. You hear that? Now, I'm an expert on knowing what to say. Don't ask me if I do this, okay? But I'm just... This is what Rashi says. We learn, says Rav Gamliel, we learn from Rashi, that with the same anava that Avraham Avinu spoke to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should speak to your children, says Rav Gamliel. What we ask our children to do today, we say, you know, Yingala, Mamala, don't ignore what's going on in the street. Ignore what's on the media. Ignore technology and live a life of Kedusha. What we ask a child, a teenager to do today is more difficult than Akedas Yitzchak. You think it's easier? It's harder. What we expect from children in 2024 is more challenging than the Akedah. And if the way that Avraham Avinu was successful in equipping Yitzchak to be able to go to the Akedah is by speaking to him with Derech Eretz and Kavod, then that's how we have to speak to our children today if you want to equip them to face the challenges that they have to face in our generation. Says Rav Gamliel, there's no doubt in my mind. Why do you think Avraham Avinu was zoicha to raise a child like Yitzchak, who is the Gadol Hadar? Because he spoke to him with humility. Says Rav Gamliel, you could say whatever you want. You could say, I have a different approach. I don't agree with that approach. I'll tell you one thing. I'm one of the main addresses of disillusioned youth in our generation. And in almost every situation, a primary cause is the kid does not feel valued and understood by the parent. And the parents don't speak hineni. The parent says, my way or the highway. And now I'm going to tell you something. Maybe we're going to turn off the camera. Okay? Okay, and I'm going to give you a number of disclaimers. Number one, they took this out of the original printing of Rav Gamliel Sefer. So in the next edition, they took it out. Probably they took it out because it's apikarsos. And really, we shouldn't even say it, but it was in the original printing of the Sefer. So the reason why it said it is because it didn't really mean it. Okay, and don't take it seriously. But it was there in the Sefer, and I'm going to tell it to you, but don't tell anybody. And I'm only telling you what not to say, but you're going to hear it, you'll understand where it's coming from, but take it with some grains of salt. Okay, so this is Rav Gamliel Rabinovich talking. Okay? Also, an Orthodox rabbi. Right? He's Rosh Shiva. And he says he's quoting his mother. That his mother said that if the Torah was written today, now really we should stop right now. You can't even say that. You're not allowed to say that. But if you were allowed to say it, you're not even allowed to say if you were allowed to say it, but it wasn't the safer, so I'm relying on that. You getting the point? That it would not say in the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother. It would say, honor your son and daughter. Again, I didn't say that. I didn't say it, and you can't say that. And they took it out. Rav Gamliel said that his mother would say that. The point is that Rav Gamliel is saying that the reality in today's generation is that there's a certain language that works and a certain language that doesn't work. There's a certain language that works with children and a certain language that doesn't work with children. And if you say, well, that's not how I raise my children, I don't know if that's how our generation was raised, but we're living in different times. And even though many people's gut reaction is, this is, you know, new vogue chinuch, you know, who ever heard of such a thing? This is, Rashi is not new vogue chinuch. The Chassam Sofer and the Chidah says, a father and mother has to have the awareness that if they want their message to resonate in today's generation, you have to treat a kid as if they're your friend. It doesn't mean they are your friend, but it has to be packaged in a certain way. If it's not packaged in a certain way, you might get what you want short term, but not long term. This is not my opinion. What I'm telling you, I humbly suggest you study Rashi, the Chidah, the Chafetz Chaim, Reb Shimon Schwab, and Rav Gamliel Rabinovich. If you have other sources on this, no problem. I'm pretty confident that according to most experts today, I'm not talking about parents, I'm talking about Gedolei Yisrael, who I've spoken to, this has to be the main focus of the approach. And in that context, then you could tell them about Kavod Kibud Avim and Moira Avim. And you could tell them about all the time-honored principles of Torah. But it has to be in a context of what we call Re'acha Asher Kenafshecha. When the kid sees that the father and the mother is their best friend and they understand them. You know, if I could just briefly, a very brief treatment. You know, Rav Sham Shneifel Hirsch writes, and if he didn't say it, how could we even say such a thing? That, you know, it says on the Pasuk, Vayigdilu Hana'arim, and the children grew up, Yaakov and Esav grew up. And Rashi says, and most don't understand it this way, Rashi says, Vayigdilu Hana'arim, until they turned 13 years old, no one paid attention to their personality and their characteristics. But as soon as they turned 13, Yaakov separated to the Beis Medrash, and Esav went to his Averois. But Rav Sham Shneifel Hirsch reads, not that nobody paid attention, Rav Sham Shneifel Hirsch reads, this is a criticism of Yitzchak and Rivka. Not that no one paid attention, it's that they were not perceptive enough to recognize the distinct and unique characteristics and personality of Yaakov and Esav. You know, all the Mefarshim ask, what happened to Esav? Esav had the same father as Yaakov did. And Yaakov became the Gadol Hadar, and Esav went off. What happened? Says Rav Sham Shneifel Hirsch, what happened was that Yitzchak and Rivka tried to make Esav grow up like Yaakov. You know what happened to Esav? They said, well, Yaakov goes to this yeshiva, and Yaakov goes to night seder, and Yaakov goes to this time to the davening, and it was good enough for him, and this can't work for Yaakov, so why shouldn't it work for you? And they made a mistake. Now, little disclaimer. I can't say that Yitzchak and Rivka, when you learn Chumash, you have no authority to criticize the Avos HaKadoshim. Only Chazal could find critique. But Rav Sham Shneifel Hirsch reads that Rashi is identifying that had Yitzchak and Rivka sufficiently understood Esav, and they would have recognized he can't sit in a yeshiva all day. He can't have the same chinuch as a Yaakov. They would have tailor-made the chinuch appropriate for an Esav. That's what Rav Sham Shneifel Hirsch says. Yeah, but it's not just special ed. It's not just children who have learning disabilities. It's different personalities. Not every child is cut out for every single type of chinuch. Okay, so let's end off now that we got everything out of the bag. Let's end off with what successful steps we could take to try to ensure that we see the nachas from our descendants that we're hoping for. You know, the Gemara says in Masechta Makos, somebody's on a roof and they're chopping wood and the axe goes flying and it inadvertently kills someone. So now the person who killed B'shoigeg, his life is in jeopardy because the family of the one who was killed, the Goyal Adam, they could kill the Roitzeach B'shoigeg. Okay? So where does he have to go? Ari Mikla. How long does he have to be there? Until the Kohen Gadol dies. So you could just imagine, this murderer B'shoigeg, he's standing there after davening. He said, we're saying Tehillim today. Who are we saying Tehillim for? For the Kohen Gadol. Really? He's sick? No, he's not sick! He's not sick! He said, what? Yeah, we're davening, he should become sick. And everyone in the Ari Mikla together, they're singing Shir HaMalois, Mimamakim. They said, what are you davening for? We never heard such tefillah in our life. We're davening that the Almighty should kill the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara asks, what did the Kohen Gadol do wrong that now anyone who kills B'shoigeg has to go to the Ari Miklat so that they're all going to be praying that the Kohen Gadol die? So listen to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the Kohen Gadol should have davened that during his reign, nobody kills B'shoigeg. And the fact that somebody killed B'shoigeg means he was delinquent, and therefore we punish him that anyone who kills B'shoigeg goes into the Ari Miklat, and they're all going to be praying that God should kill the Kohen Gadol. So Rav Shlomo Volba asks, Where does it say in the Torah a Kohen Gadol has to pray that no one kills b'shogeg? It says that somewhere? It says in Parshas Emor, you know, the Kohen Gadol, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, and one of his jobs is he needs to daven that no one kills b'shogeg. It doesn't say not in the Chumash, not in the Mishnah, not in the Rambam. It says nowhere that a Kohen Gadol has to daven that nobody kills b'shogeg. Says Reb Volba, from here we learn a great principle. That anyone who is in a position of authority and responsibility, their number one job is to daven for the people they're responsible for. And therefore, says Reb Volba, if you're a father and you're a mother and you want to know, what is my most important job? Waking my kid up in the morning, driving carpool, going to PTA, all of the above I have to do just today, okay? Except for carpool, okay? I have PTA tonight at 7:30. The most important job of a parent is to daven for your children. How often? Check this out. In the opening of the Sefer, you know what the Shlach HaKadosh says? Tamid tia tfila shigura b'fi avaim. It should be frequent in the mouth of a father and mother. Lehispalel al zaram. Don't say, yeah, I already davened on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. I got the email for the tefillah of the Shlah, and once a year I daven for my children. Or I daven for them by candlelighting Friday night. That's nice. You have to do it every day. And you have to do it all day long. All day long. You're at the red light, you're walking down the street, you're in the grocery store. What should you pray? Sheyu olaim de Torah, that they should love to learn, that tzadikim, they should be righteous, u'balei midos tovos. By the way, in the three main places in davening to have in mind your children are in Birchas HaTorah, when you say v'niya anachnu v'tzatzoinu, when you say in Birchas Kriya Shema, V'sein b'libeinu, l'havin u'lahaskil. And then if you are able to say Asher u'valetzion, at the end of u'valetzion, you say l'man, l'niga, l'arik, l'neileid, l'abahala. Those are the three main places. If you want, in this humble sefer, you have all 10 places in davening where you could have in mind your children. Or if you want, I have bookmarks for whoever wants. 10 places in davening where you can have in mind your children in Kriya Shema, when you say Veshinan Tam Levanecha, in the Bracha of Atachoinin, in the Bracha of Hashivenu, in Moedim, when you say Ladar Vadar Noidelecha, there are many, many places. And finally, in the Bracha, that's a skula, by the way, for Shalom Bayis. Do you know which Bracha is a skula for Shalom Bayis? Hamapil. Hamapil is a very big skula for Shalom Bayis. The earlier in the day you say it, the more Shalom Bayis you're going to have. When you say, "Usehei mitasi shem alafanecha," some people, if you say it right after Moed Ani in the morning, it's going to be a peaceful day, okay? So, and if I may, I'm going to share with you one very powerful juncture for to be mespalo for your children. I'm sure you all are mespalo when you light Neiros Shabbos, but also during Neiros Chanukah. The Bnei Yisachar composed a tefillah where you say, Gale kvod malchuscha aleinu mehera, v'layamosh ha-toira, mipinu, umipi zareinu, umipi zera zareinu, me'ata v'yad olam. So I'll end. May we all be zoicha to see the nachas we're hoping for. I'm sure all of you are much better parents than I am, and I'm sure you have a lot to teach me. I'm just sharing with you the words of Rashi and the Chidah, what? And the Chassam Sofer, and Reb Shimon Schwab, and the Chidah, and the Gedolei Olam. If anybody wants this new Sefer, one second. What?
On the Kibbutz and the Yira, what does Rashi say?
Rashi says people tend to fear their father more. What are you?
Right, and he says what to do. He said get up and do.
But the Chafetz Chaim's son says, in our generation, the Chafetz Chaim said that his father really wasn't, his father was not particular about the Yira. That's what the Chafetz Chaim said. This Sefer is available. There's also an English Sefer on Hanukkah and Rav Meir Balanes. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.